The chapel of Girard College in Philadelphia has been taken over by a video art installation celebrating traditional African and African-American healing practices. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
The enormous worship space of the Girard College Chapel is set up with four screens simultaneously showing different images of healing. It includes African tribal rituals involving dancing in a trance, and it connects them with the music of Cecil Taylor. Taylor, a piano player who died last year at age 89, plays in a frenzy of improvisational jazz. Filmmaker Bradford Young says Taylor is working in a spiritual space similar to that ritual tribal dance.
He actually returns back to a more traditional swing rhythmic structure to remind us that he's still here, but then he goes back to that conversation with this entity that we're not necessarily privy to.
Young worked with filmmaker Alyssa Blount Moorhead to make Back and Song, an installation that uses both archival imagery and original portraiture to mash together dance, music, midwifery, herbal medication, and healing based on diet. Some of those practices are not recognized by accepted science or, in some cases, by the law. Moorhead equates these culturally specific healing traditions with her own work as an African-American filmmaker not always accepted by the mainstream.
You know, there's always a question about how you're going to be able to represent yourself and to whom. This was an amazing demonstration to ourselves that we can operate with our backs to those kinds of lenses.
Back and Song is presented at Girard College by Philadelphia Contemporary and will be on view weekends for 3 weeks. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.